the shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Did we start yet?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Katie Nordgren.
And I'm Chris Jeppa, and with us this week is... We didn't ask you how you wanted to be introduced.
Michelle Wishart.
Hi, Michelle Wishart.
Hey. Michelle Wishart.
A super fun...
Michelle Wishart? Cat Michelle? Goof? Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Cat goof.
Cat goof.
Cat goof.
Cat goof.
Cat goof.
A super fun and awesome badass lady who...
Okay.
I'm very excited to have on the podcast because she was there at the genesis of this podcast.
She was there.
I was there for
the
conception.
In the room where it happened.
On the beach where it happened.
On the beach where it happened. The beach where it happened. The beach where it happened.
On the Sunshine Coast almost 4 years ago at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three, I think.
Three, yeah.
I just threw up, so I don't know.
And, yeah, you were one of the wonderful, and you looked most like the sea hag at the time, because you still have the...
I still have the long,
long
green
curly
hair.
Green hair.
Yeah.
And... Everyone's sitting around the fire.
Some good photo shoots.
Yes.
And we saw the orca whale, remember?
Yeah, that's the one I keep thinking, like, did we imagine that? But then you remember and Carmen remembered
that high.
No, we were only a little high. We weren't high enough to imagine a massive sea mammal.
No, all together.
Yes. Collective.
Collective hallucinations.
Collective hallucinations about the beautiful whales.
Whales.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
It was pretty magical. That was a really good time.
Big fucker whale. We should go back.
I know. We still, like, haven't really gone back to do that. Even
Marty!
We're just like, we gotta...
To go
I know. I feel like this has to be, like, a... This should be an annual
thing. Oh, yeah.
But, like, years go by so fast. It was like, where even is my life right now?
Oh, yeah. Man, take a look at my
Thank
life.
Thank you.
And, like, you know, all of the other... Some of the friends have scattered to the winds, as they have, but a lot of folks are still around.
Yeah. We're still around.
I started drawing an orca whale, and it turned out way better than I thought it
looks
was going.
Really good.
I thought it was going to look really shitty. I mean, it's bad, but it's not as bad.
No, I like it. I like it.
There. It's beautiful eye.
I like it.
It's like, meh.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Thank you.
We it had saw a bigger dorsal close. Fin. Big dorsal energy.
Fuck you. You love big dick energy. It's my Capricorn.
It's my favorite meme.
More like a Capricock. Right? Am I right, guys? Big dick energy.
Yeah. I like to think that I have it, and so I can spot it in others.
You do. You absolutely have it.
I'm only 5 feet, but people think I'm taller.
No, that's
my
the
big
thing.
Dick.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I have
you're
so
standing
many
on
friends.
10 inches of dick.
I'm like 5'9", and I have like 5 foot friends, and I'm like terrified of.
I'm starting to terrified of this.
Discover my big dick energy. I've recently realized that I'm a white woman, and I'm like,
oh, wow,
shit,
lots of privilege.
I am entitled and privileged as fuck. Mm. So. I use it for good, not evil, but, like, you know, being diminished as a female in society for the last 37 years, finally realizing that, you know what? Fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck this. Big dick energy doesn't see gender.
I'm just going to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm just going to swing it, but swing it for good.
I'm swinging it for good.
Be a white lady meat shield
with
your white lady meat stick.
I'm being, like, the annoying, like, on calls to BC Housing and being, like, not acceptable.
Like, you're the opposite, like, of a NIMBY. You're like,
yeah.
YIMBY!
Yeah. Yes, in my backyard. Get in here.
Five facilities in it.
You're harnessing your let me speak to your manager voice that
yeah.
you're really developing as a white woman in your 30s.
Right? Like, I've repressed that so much at, like, Solly's every day, and now I get to, like, channel it.
You learned from the best.
I learned from
the bagel boys.
From the bagel boys.
The most complainy customers at the bagel shop.
Yeah.
Sorry, that maybe was anti-Semitic, and that was not what I meant.
I was the complainy customer at the bagel shop.
Oh, I thought you worked
like,
at the bagel shop.
No. It was me, and I'm like, I'm realizing what I'm doing right now. I gotta nip it in the bud. But, like, maybe
is that
I can
the vegan
still do
cream?
This.
Is that the vegan crepe? That better be the vegan. That's not tofu-y.
They never put sesame seeds on my bagel, and I get so upset by it.
Oh,
and I, like,
God.
Literally
do you
have
know
to
who
bite
I
my
am?
Fucking tongue.
Do you know who I
am? I don't want a plain... Who wants a plain bagel?
Nobody.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
Sesame seeds are bust.
Yes. I'm an everything bagel kind of person.
Me
unless
too.
I want a sweet bagel.
Yeah.
In which case... Maybe a plain bagel, but usually a whole wheat.
A whole wheat?
Blueberry bagel, man.
Blueberry bagel.
So I don't like a fruit in my bagel. I wouldn't have a raisin bagel either.
No?
Cinnamon raisin. raisin? Oh, man.
No. I love a raisin.
I like a savory bagel.
Nature's
a savory
candy.
Raisins are nature's candy.
Get out of here, you bad Halloween mom.
I totally am. I love those little boxes.
Okay, a sun-made box of raisins is pretty goddamn delicious.
So
especially
good.
When they bond together and make this super, like, cubic raisin.
Super cluster.
Yeah.
Super cluster.
That's what they're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Whenever they talk about super clusters... Absolutely. Or cluster headaches is when you eat too many
too
of those.
Too many amalgamated raisins.
Yes. Too many.
Because we're wild.
We
That's
are,
how I like to party.
We like to party. We like to party with a lot of fiber and concentrated sugar.
The raisin bus is coming.
And everybody's jumping.
Pooping.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Everybody is pooping on the raisin bus, which you're not supposed to do on a tour bus. You wait for the rest stops. You should only pee in the tour bus. That's the rule.
Yeah.
The Vegan Boys taught me that one.
They really do know how to party.
They really do know how to party.
Responsibly.
I'm like covering up the microphone to say something gross. I'm like, they probably have like enema showers on the tour bus at the Vegan Bus.
Enema showers?
Like, is this a new thing
you
to
just,
you?
Like, you just like, hoist your butt up to the noozle or what?
Yeah,
what's
well,
going on?
The hoist your butt up to the noozle. That is my new saying.
I thought you meant getting showered by enema.
Oh! No! Oh, no. I mean, like, a nozzle, like, in the shower that, like, is a thing. Because we definitely had a guest
who talked about
how her gay roommate has enema nozzle in the shower just to clean you out on the go. You know, when you're
so innocent. There's just these things I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
you,
exciting.
Sometimes you have to have a real sparkly clean butthole.
It's exciting to know I can still learn things at this age.
Hoist your butt up to the noozle. That's like, screw your courage to the sticking place. Or to be hoisted on your own petard, I suppose, is the other thing.
No, but this is you doing it to yourself. So this is like, I'm going to aggressively take care of myself.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hoist your butt up to the noozle.
I just love that so much. That was so down home. I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love it very much.
I was listening to some stand-up comedy.
Yes, you do.
And it was on Put Your Hands Together. And so this one guy was saying something about, like, you know, I'm a millennial, but I don't feel like a millennial because I don't eat ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, Cameron Esposito got back on stage. She's like, you know, you can just... wash your butt before, right? You don't have to work. Like, it's not that. You just
like,
wash your butt.
It's like down there in the same region. It's like, you know, like,
just
let's
go
just
for it.
Do this.
Just go for it. Don't be a baby.
But it was funny because he was making this whole thing like, oh, like, well, if you taste what my ass tastes like, then you have to taste what my ass, like, whatever. If I taste, anyway, he was like very quid pro quo. And it's like, sure. But then she's like, you know, you can just wash your butt though.
Yeah, you can scrub that baby clean.
Yeah, so, like, it's actually fine.
Yeah.
It always comes back to eating ass on this podcast and stand-up comedy. It's, like, the thing. Like, because in the last 10 years, that's become the thing.
It's become the thing.
Yeah, because, you know, when I first figured out what sex was and how to do it.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard about sex when I was 16. Just kidding. But, like, that was one of those things that seemed so outlandish.
Right?
Like, that's the one thing
tossing
that you...
your salad?
Getting your salad tossed. Like, licking someone's butthole was, like, the... ultra, it's like PhD level sexuality.
Yeah,
it's
No,
that's postdoc. Like, that is some shit that only the most specialty fucks can do. Or gay men.
Right.
But it turns out that people were still doing it then, and now they're really doing it now.
Mm-hmm. And now it's, like, more, apparently, I don't know
guys,
because I'm not, like, a...
There's, like, 5 years between when guys finally decided it was cool to eat puss.
Yeah.
And when they're like, oh, ass is fine, too. I'm like, please, there should have been more time between those two.
I'm not ready for this.
Well, it's just like get used to that first thing first, and then
level actually get good at it first before taking on.
See, that was what I was suggesting, but you just came out and said it, which I really appreciate. Guys, you basic. Learn to walk before you run.
The confidence of mediocre men just astonishes me.
I'm very good at this, they say. And then you're like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
But I don't, see, I don't
no
know.
No parents allowed on this podcast.
I don't know much about the dating scene at the moment, but, like, is it expected that, like, one will eat ass on a first date?
I am not. That.
I'm not in, the, I haven't, no, for
I don't
years.
Know.
I might be single, but, like, the last sexual experience I had was, like, internet sex, you know? And that was super hot. It was probably the best sex I've ever had
like,
in my life.
Like an online like, webcam like, thing?
It's,
or like
it's it was via Facebook Messenger, which is so stupid.
No, it's not.
3 years later, I had to message him and be like, hey, remember me? Can you delete those photos? Because I don't trust Facebook as a platform. I don't want them owning that shit or that showing up. It's probably too late, but
Zuckerberg's got pictures of your titties.
Right?
Zuck wants to No, he doesn't. That guy has the smallest dick energy in the universe. Teensy, teensy. Like, it's like got a tic-tac energy. Mm. Doesn't matter what's actually there.
One calorie.
What? Just one calorie.
One calorie per dick.
Per dick. I just love the way you talk. It's like words are sculptures. You can just twist and just, add your own little things to. I love it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Pronunciation's just a... You know,
pronouncing things incorrectly.
Yeah, it's just a suggestion.
Have you seen those vines? The pronouncing things incorrectly. He's gonna have some skititles instead of skittles.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
It's really fun to just slightly fuck with the pronunciation of some things. Really, we do that a lot in Montreal. I think really it's just gonna be like le poisson,
right?
You're just going to get aggressively French?
Yes, I'm just going to say things from that song, you know, Le Poisson from The Little Mermaid.
It's just going to be your entire vocabulary?
Like, people will just feed me fish the whole time I'm there, like some sort of trained seal. Like, what would you like? Le Poisson? I don't want it.
It's all I know.
It's all I want. Either that or I'm going to ask for the bathroom, which I don't.
Yeah.
As we've already established, I don't want to eat that either.
Est-ce que je peux aller à la bibliothèque?
That's the
library! That's where the bathrooms are.
That's true.
Really?
I don't know.
There are always bathrooms in the library. There's always money in the banana stand, and there's always bathrooms in the
true,
library.
True, it's true.
That's my favorite place to go and use the bathroom. This is very white privilegey, but going into a fancy hotel and using their fancy bathrooms, because you just walk in like you
own
like
the place.
Own the joint. Yeah, like you're, of course I'm a guest here.
Right?
Because I've been going to a lot of conferences lately that are in fancy hotels, and so like even though I'm not staying there, it's like I have a badge and a blazer. So they're
trying to stop me.
Yeah, I can walk into anything.
They wouldn't.
Like,
oh my God, no one will ever try to stop you from doing something.
No, but ever. Speaking of like using your powers for good,
right?
I'm really glad that I'm not super evil.
Using your powers for pooping. One thing I do that I charge right through is, you know, at the Dollar Tree where they ask you to leave your bag at the front. I don't even look at them. I just walk right through with my backpack on. Like, I'm like the baddest bitch. I'm like, I'll walk out of here. I don't need to spend this $5.
You can send your security guard around with me if you want.
Send them right around.
They can crawl right up my ass.
Follow me, hold my hand the whole way.
No problem.
That's as badass as I
am. I get really, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, like, if they even look at me, like, they can go through all my shit. I don't care. I'm not stealing anything. But I'm like, they never are ever going to say anything to me ever.
What
privilege. I know, even as, like, weird-haired, tattooed weirdos.
Yeah.
I think I've also entered that age in life where I'm sort of transitioning from, like, street harassment to, like, street ignored, you know? Like, of becoming a little bit invisible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean...
Know what that's like,
right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Getting there.
And I read this really depressing statistic, which is always fun. But from the guy that wrote, I guess one of the founders of OkCupid found that men of every age typically go for women in, like, the age 20 to 22 range. And women of every age are way more, like...
They stick to their...
Yeah, they stick to their demographic. Yeah.
We don't want to go out with 22-year-old boys because they're fucking stupid.
Exactly, which is why, yeah.
Also, 22-year-old girls are fucking stupid. Right? I don't want to date those either. Right? Sorry, I love many 22-year-old girls, but I don't want to date them.
I love them and I feel for them because I was them.
Mm-hmm.
I just and I was like,
huddle them all to my bosom.
I just
want
to tell them to boycott over 40 dick. If you're in your 20s, boycott dick over 40. I don't care how cool he is. David Duchovny, 57, dating a 24-year-old.
Disgusting.
Like, fuck that.
I shouldn't say disgusting,
it's
but it is
like,
gross.
Well, it's gross because it's like a trend. It's like a thing. Like, you know, there's definitely exceptions to the rules. But in general, yeah, it's a power imbalance.
And I also just hate gross dudes being fucking rewarded for shit.
Right?
Yeah. Stick with your own, like, stick with what you deserve.
Yeah. You deserve me.
Stick with me. You deserve me.
You're disgusting and hitting on younger people. Date me
instead. Date me instead.
That's the worst thing is that, like, there's, like, a modicum of truth there, but also, ew.
Right?
Just, ew.
Yeah.
Just, like, fucking ew.
Fucking ew. But the thing is...
All humans are disgusting.
I won't put up with shit,
mm-hmm.
and so they could easily decide to be a good enough person to deserve me, but they're not. going to, like, own up to their shit. No. So
they'll go with someone younger to, like,
who doesn't steal their youth.
Doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
Oh my god, to steal their youth.
To steal their youth.
I'm really glad that I didn't date anybody significantly older than me when I was younger.
Like, I lost my virginity to someone who was like 20 years older.
Oh god.
But other than that, I didn't date anyone older. That was just an accident. That was just like, it's time to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm alone. I got ditched in this bar by my friends, so I guess I'll go home with this guy.
Whoa.
Wearing a suit, because I'm sure he's a nice guy. Turns out he just worked at the suit store. Not that, like, not that, like, guys in suits are trustworthy, but I just thought he was, like...
Anybody can have a suit.
Anyone can have a suit, you guys.
You can just borrow one.
It turns out, actually, most of the, like, more evilly people wear suits.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in hindsight, I'm like, oh, thank God, he only worked at the suit store. That could have been awful. But I just thought it was funny.
Could have been a venture capitalist, for God's sake.
Right?
Patrick Bateman, right? Yikes.
Mm. How different would my life have been?
Mm. It just makes me... Did either of you watch... not that I think anybody watched it, but the newest season of Kimmy Schmidt?
Yes.
Okay, because there's Bobby Moynihan from SNL plays a men's rights activist who works at a bridal store and is like, I hit on women all the time and they never go out with me. It's like, because they're trying on wedding dresses. And he's just like, he's so good at playing the greasiest, grossest dude. And he's like so pathetic. It's awesome. You should watch that episode at least.
I binge watch things just so like, so I just they hardly even sink in.
Yeah.
Like I'll forget like, the
whip
next
right
day.
Past your eyes. Yeah. I'm not a good binge watcher anymore. You know what broke me of it is the time that you and I got together and watched the second season of Orange is the New Black in one day.
I don't even remember that at all.
Yeah, barely do I remember either. That was before I moved into the apartment that I live in now. We watched it at my old apartment and we went like totally catatonic because we watched 9 episodes straight. And we're like, that wasn't a good idea.
No.
You don't recall this at all. It
not
1,000%
happened. See, this is what I'm saying.
Holy shit.
You binge
your,
like...
that's why I was like, oh, I feel awful. My body hurts.
Yeah.
We, like, went out for a walk into the darkness, and we're like, the whole day is gone.
Wow, that's so funny.
It was, like, 5 years ago, but still pretty funny, yeah.
It's and those are, like, hour-long episodes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I went totally through the next season of Glow that just came out.
Yeah, I did that too, yeah.
I haven't
yeah.
finished it. I've only watched the first episode. I've been parceling.
Yeah. It's smart because I just, like, I, again, don't really remember anything about it, but I just stayed up until 1:30 in the morning just, like, more, next on, bed.
Yeah.
Like, the first... I'm sad the second season won't have Joey Ryan in it even for a bit because he was in the first season and I love him. My boyfriend Joey Ryan, the wrestle boy.
I don't know who that is.
He's not that handsome. He's gross. I love him.
I love gross.
Do you like big, furry, hairy dudes?
I like all dudes, but big, furry, hairy.
Yeah,
like
you'll love him.
Like, I'm not usually like initially like attracted to strangers, but if I'm going to be, it's going to be a big, hairy dude.
Yeah, he's like a gross sleaze guy. Like, that's his joke, is that he's sleazy, but he's actually super nice.
He's sort of the originator of the big dick energy.
Yeah, he totally has big dick energy. Yeah. He fights with his dick.
That stash is something.
Yeah, he's great. He's real cuddly.
Look
nice,
at
nice fella.
Those
See, every episode
shorts.
Where I can make it about Joey Ryan, I'll make it about Joey Ryan.
Yeah.
Dear Joey Ryan and his beautiful wife, Laura James.
Whoa! Got the ab little creases there.
Oh, yeah, that picture where he was almost showing his dick. Wow, I wish you guys could see Chris's face right now. Let's make it full size.
Let's.
Hey,
yes.
You can
yes.
almost see dick yes. neck.
Why are you singing the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Because we're at your house. I'm just trying to pay respect. God, he has the V for sure. National Selfie Day. I love it.
Right?
Yeah. You okay?
I like it.
Are you good?
I like it.
That
did something to my body temperature.
Right? Oh my god. Do you remember when you first had your very first, like, before you knew what sex was, sexual awakening, like, feelings when you were a kid?
Yeah. Like, they're very... It's very,
you're like, it just happened right now, first time.
It's very, just now, I'm just interested in sex now.
It's like, I get it.
Oh, this is what all the fuss is about.
This is a very sassy episode.
It's not even noon.
That's why.
I don't think that it, like, for me, really, yeah, my parents better not listen to this one. It was not a, like, at somebody. Like, it just kind of started really early for me where it was just like, that seems like something you should do is hump things.
Right, yeah, right?
But, like, the first person that I ever remember thinking was hot, like, I'm trying to remember, like, it would have been probably, I would have been like 10 or 11, I want to say like 9, 10, 11 maybe. And it was probably like watching, I think it was probably from watching Xena, honestly. Yeah. Like, I think it was probably, like, Xena and Autolycus. Good like, one. Like, Bruce Campbell. Mm. And I was like, oh, why is he cute?
Good one.
And also, like, the bad one is Wesley from Star Trek The Next Generation. Oh, yeah. Because he's not hot. But no. I thought so when I was small and, you know, like...
Yeah, that was
age appropriate, see? Yeah,
Jonathan, you know what? Jonathan fucking Taylor Thomas. I love a short guy with a bowl cut in the 90s. So he's, like, 5'4".
I was, that's like, the perfect height well, for my me. First... When I remember lying in my sister's bedroom looking at her He-Man action figure and being like...
Legit spit take.
Why didn't spit. I flicked coffee up my nose just now.
Like, why do I feel funny right now? Like, I just felt really like... By the power of Crystal. It's just like, something's happening. I have a Rosal. Yeah, so that was, like, that's my first, like, real feeling of that, like, those butterflies in the stomach and, like, yeah, he was my dude. And it's so funny to, like,
oh, Prince Adam.
To see him now with that little, like, page boy.
Yeah, I was like, do you get horny for Prince Valiant haircuts now?
No, not at all.
But, Dorothy like, Hamill
and,
you
like,
horny?
Optimus Prime was also a crush because, like.
Ooh, yeah, he's so powerful. He's so he's such powerful a leader.
And such a leader, but just, like.
Guys, call me crazy.
I'm not the only one. This
Shrek?
Is the thing.
Shrek. No. I'm just kidding.
He's so nice.
Now, are you kidding or were
he
you
has his own swamp! He owns property!
See, I was wondering, was she actually kidding or was she leaning in to see if we'd agree and then she'd go with it? Or, and then we said no and she's like, just kidding.
Just kidding.
It's my swamp. Just kidding, I'm not horny for Shrek. I don't like Mary Myers.
You write
much.
Shrek porn, don't you? Right?
Like, I'm bi-Shrek-tual. I also like Fiona.
That's good.
Wow. I can't really remember what I remember having like a deep thing for Devon Sawa, like sitting in the back of the car, just like looking at a Teen Beat centerfold, just like eating
your blood
chips.
Runs cold. Yeah.
And just like not turning the page, like in the back of a car on a long road trip where I think I was already feeling road sick or like car sick. And so just, like, this is my comfort food is, like, plain Lays. And then Devon Sawa, who is the plain Lays of dudes.
I'm tagging him in this. I'm going to send it to him because obviously he gets the messages that people sent him.
I saw that on Twitter this week. He was just, like, everybody is constantly tagging him being, like, remember when you were in Casper? He's, like, thanks, I keep forgetting. And you keep sending it to me.
2 to 3 times a day.
Remember that?
And his Twitter bio is, like, ex-teen heartthrob. And I'm like, oh, he's sweetie. Oh. And he's just, like, a cute dad now.
That's cute.
Wears
he's
glasses.
Got kids.
Yeah, wears glasses.
Oh, that's nice. I really, like, that was, because he's from Vancouver, so that was always the big thing amongst my friends, was, like, claiming that you had some sort of
right, like,
relation to Devon Sawa. Like, oh, I have his dad's brother's number mm-hmm. or something like that. Or, like, or his cousin goes to ballet with me or something mm-hmm. like that. So, like, he's going to take me to prom or whatever. Right, like, yeah. As if we even have
it
fucking
was close.
Prom.
Enough.
Yeah.
You could pretend it
Devon
was
Devon Sawa, come do the podcast if you still
hello.
Live in Vancouver.
Oh my god.
Joshua Jackson, let's get all the heartthrobs from Van City.
Right?
Let's get him on here.
Is that it?
Someone saw him walking down the street recently. I can't remember who. Someone gay, I think, that I know, was like, oh, I saw Joshua Jackson. He could still get it. Oh, Steve Letts saw him. Yeah.
I ran into him at the bathroom at some bar in Kits. Like, as I was walking out, he was like trying to walk in. He was like, oh, excuse me. I'm like, oh, no problem.
No problem.
Oh, excuse
don't forget
me.
To pacey yourself.
I would be fucking cool. You don't do that just in, like, a drive-by on
no.
the street. Like, come onto the podcast, we'll fangirl over you
yeah.
if you want, but, like...
if I see someone, I usually just smile at them.
You
just
gotta sneak
like,
a little cares? Thing in there. Like,
yeah.
I know who you
a
are.
Little spark of recognition.
Yeah.
Little...
You know who I am?
Like, hey, remember, you gotta come up with something really obscure that they were in. Like, hey, remember that thing? And they're like, yeah, no, I don't remember that, because that was 2 weeks of shooting, and that was 12
and I was
years
high
ago.
On coke the whole time.
And I was doing a lot of coke at the time.
I was 15 and high on coke, and I don't remember
it's
a goddamn
me.
Thing.
It's me, KJ Appa of Riverdale.
Is he on coke?
I don't know, but he crashed his car because he was so tired driving home from a shoot in Squamish or something. He's
which
fine,
that
happened ages ago.
Which one's that?
That's Archie.
Oh, yeah, I'm into Jughead. Sorry, but...
Everybody into Jughead.
I know.
I like
I'm
a creepy
like,
gross dude like that. I like
he's
a scrawny
like,
gross dude.
Actually,
I'm into
creep,
Skeet
though, or something.
Because
yeah, yeah.
I'm into Skeet because
yeah.
I'm
age appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Because I realized, I'm like, oh, Jughead's hot. And then I realized he was the kid from Friends. And I'm like, wrong.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no,
oh,
Skeet's
okay, Dylan
so
and Cole
good.
Sprouse, like
yeah.
the twins. Because
yeah.
that's Cole.
He was Zach, yeah. Zach and Cody or whatever.
Right.
So he's, oh, yeah, either or, because there was the other one was Cody, I guess. But they were also the kid in Big Daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not.
Yeah,
not super
age apropos, but no. Like, yeah, Skeet Ulrich and like Jason Priestley. He's like almost too, like, because he was like an adult when we were kids in 90210.
Once you hit your 30s, I think it's kind of okay to sleep with whoever's age. It's fine. I don't know why. It's just like a...
Yeah, I feel
30
like
is like when
grown.
You're like, oh, I'm... This is when you're really aware that you will die.
Yeah. You're...
so you become...
Throw any dick in you. You're
like, I'm gonna die. It's not that. You're extremely aware of your own mortality, and that means that the power dynamic has shifted, because it's no longer a man trying to steal your youth.
Right.
Because he can't. Right. Because it's God.
Yeah, oh, I think under 30 is youth. And,
yeah,
and then
I feel like
everyone's
that's
an adult.
You can still be young after 30. I think you're young till you're probably like 52. but generally speaking, you're not naive after 30. Ideally, you're not.
Yeah, you start to grow into your own shit, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be so smart when you're 21 or 22, but you still just don't have life experience.
You just don't know.
You don't know. You have to be stupid for a long time before you can be smart.
Yeah, and then you turn 30 and you're like, how am I still alive?
You're like, oh, fuck,
idiot.
I'm still so dumb! I'm
but
still so dumb.
Know.
I've learned so much in the last 3 years that I'm like, fuck, when I'm 40, I'm going to be like, it's going to be as big of a difference between 20 and 30, isn't it? 30 and 40?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
I'm still, like, I still regress back to teenagehood so quickly. I went to
my parents'
house on the Sunshine Coast, and my dad loves Fox News and listens to it 24/7. And
dad!
I know to, like, bite my tongue. I'm like, it's not worth it, whatever, whatever. And then it will get to the point where something will trigger me, and I'll just lose my shit. And I'll just be like, fuck this. That's bullshit. Why do you watch this? And I'm like, you just sit here watching TV. You don't know any. Like, I live, like, this shit in my daily, you know? And then it's just like, and then I end up, like, going totally overboard because I've just like been holding my tongue for so long, and then literally going to the basement for 3 days to like sulk and listen to The Cure.
Parents just don't understand.
Yeah, still, and then it's like, oh god, that was terrible. I won't do that again for another year, but every year.
Yeah, that some things don't go away.
No, I'm going to my parents after this, but we have a pretty good relationship. My folks are pretty lefty.
Yeah,
they're about as far left as people who have, you know, assets can
right,
be.
Right.
they're asset rich. They're fine.
That's good. That's
so,
good.
But yeah, they're very cool about
that's
that kind
good.
Of stuff. There's no Fox News. There's just loud golf on TV.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
Which is funny to hear loud golf because they're still whispering, but they're
right?
whispering so loud because the volume's
oh,
up. So that's
no.
Like, all right, Fuzzy Zeller's teeing up now. I think he's retired.
I have no idea.
I thought you were just making
you could
up
say
that
anything.
Name.
No, Fuzzy Zeller's definitely a real guy. I remember so many. There's a guy named Bubba who golfs. He's
is this
a young.
Because they're all their frat names or something.
And no.
Like, are they these real names?
They're Fuzzy's got to be a fat, but Bubba I think is the guy's real name. Bubba Gump. I don't know what his last name is. I'm just trying to remember other golfmen.
Golfman.
Arnold Palmer, the iced tea and lemonade man.
Oh, yes.
Jack Nicholas.
Not Jack Nicholson. There were so many more. There was this guy that hates women so much. What's his
Tiger
name?
Tiger Woods?
Sure. Yeah, him too. No, it was somebody else that I was there. Chichi Rodriguez. That's who I'm thinking of. That's another guy. Just golf names.
I know nothing. I know one name from crossword puzzles and I can't remember it now. But if you were to like put it in front of me, I could fill
probably
it out.
Like Jack Nicholas or something like that.
Something dumb.
Anyway,
yeah.
Golf, yeah.
Loud
whispers.
Shiny change of topic.
Sure.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Well, no, like, sea hags are going to take a break.
You're like, oh, okay.
Okay, bye, fuck off. Yeah, we have to take a break. My life is crazy.
So we are going to take about a 3 or 4 week hiatus of the Sea Hags podcast, which we've only missed a week since we started, so this is going to be kind of a... Oh, no, 2 weeks. We did miss one other week.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've missed two on purpose so far.
Yeah, we're starting to slip, you guys, but that's okay, because life is how it is. Because
life's like this.
We were just like, you know, could
call
we stockpile?
And you break, and you take, and you turn it into honesty. You promise me you're never gonna find you fake it. No. Thank you. That's all. Yeah, we're taking a little break.
Yeah, we were going to try to, like, can we stockpile, like, a whole bunch of episodes to play over the break while Katie is away in Montreal? But no, unfortunately not. It just couldn't happen.
It's just, yeah, your life is busy, my life is busy, and... Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed that you've done this every week for that long.
Yeah.
I can't...
Is it an accomplishment, or is it just, like, is it Sisyphean? Are we rolling a rock
I'm
up
impressed
the hill?
Either way.
Either way, to do anything for any length of time is honestly
right?
pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna come back after a break with episode 120.
That's a good number.
Kick it in the dick. and just start again.
It's gonna kick that right in the dick.
Yeah, yeah, and then you'll be able to parcel out all of your Montreal stories.
Oh yes. So if I have any, we'll see.
Yeah, I want you to have all sorts of fun. Just like ride around the city on a nice BC Colette.
I got my car to go membership now, so I'm just gonna take a little car and put my knees up to my ears and go.
Oh, so cute!
Just to cruise around like that.
Love yeah. it.
Rolling down the street. Yeah. Sipping on gin and juice, which you're not allowed to do in a car to go.
No,
you have to have 0% alcohol content.
Yeah.
How long are you going to be in Montreal for?
2.5 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and my lady's going to be laid up the whole time.
Right.
In whatever they have to do to you after they overdo you like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so I'll just be keeping it real, keeping it to vibing and keeping it tight, you know? Call me on my mobile if you need me. yeah, I'm going to do a couple of stand-up shows, but here's the weird part is that Just for Laughs is happening while I'm there.
Oh, lovely.
Which is kind of cool, but also, like, should I go to the fest? Because a lot of people are boycotting it this year.
Why are people boycotting it this year?
Well, the leader, I guess, or the president of Just for Laughs finally got kicked out because he's a rapist.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Gilbert, whatever the fuck his name is, Lazon, or mm-hmm. I'm probably not gonna say it right, gonna get arrested for libel.
He's the green gremlin guy, right?
Yeah, that's who he was based on, for sure. Absolutely. He's obviously definitely responsible for Just for Laughs gags as well. Let's just assume.
So rude, those things.
I hate those things. It's so French. Da 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 da. A nun is playing a prank on you. You trust nuns, because it's Catholic here. You trust nuns, and we're fooling you.
Yeah, you trust nuns and police officers the most.
Yeah, in Quebec. So, yeah, I don't know if I should go. I don't want to spend money, so I'm going to try to see if I can get free tickets to the galas where people I know are taping.
Oh, nice.
Because I don't think they have that many personal friends in Montreal, so I'll be like, hey, Graham Clark, can I come to your show for free, please?
Yeah. Just be a supportive person. For
We know each other, kind of.
Yeah, I love it
You've
when you travel.
You've been on our podcast.
And an acquaintance becomes a best friend in, like, another
In another
land.
City. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's how Chris got to know Graham Clark, was because they were both in Scotland at the same time, so.
Beauty.
Yeah. Yeah, so who knows? Who's to say? Well, probably can't get it from Ivan Decker because he's too famous now.
Yeah, whatever.
And his fucking Juno Award.
But anyway.
Canada Grammy.
That sounds like fun, though. You're going to have a fun time in Montreal.
So.
And it's just like, I want you to
I'm
have
scared.
Good times. Yeah, you're feeling nervous.
I'm nervy. I'm real nervous. Yeah. I don't like to watch people. I love being in pain.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Especially if I don't also get a morphine drip.
Oh,
should be
you could
tight.
Probably steal her some of the morphine.
Give me a twosies. Just like one for her, one for me. Come on.
Skip it over to you.
Just give me
just
little.
A little juice box.
Yeah.
Just a little juice box of morphine.
You just like, you start.
Flintstones chewable morphine.
You just start siphoning the morphine.
Just like taking little sips. She's like, please stop that. I really need that. Everything hurts so bad. Yeah, so yeah. That's, I'm a little bit worried about that, but it's going to be okay.
I think you'll be a good caregiver. She's a resilient lady.
I always am. Yeah.
You did look after her when she broke both of her elbows that one time.
Yeah, she didn't really complain that much, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
so...
Yeah, she just complains all of the time, so when she actually gets her
right?
She doesn't need to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like the bigger the shit is, the less it's like, well, what can I do? Whereas, like, the
honestly,
little stuff, it's like, you know, you're still in control in a way, so it's like, I gotta...
That's very... Yeah, I agree with that. Like, the time that I burned the tip of my finger on an element in a dishwasher is some of the worst pain I've ever felt. Honestly,
right?
Like, it hurts so bad and for so long, I was like, this is a 1 centimeter blister.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened
yeah.
to me.
Meanwhile, and when then... we have, like, the most painful periods where it's like your insides are getting ripped out of you, it's just like, well, I guess this is just how it is being a lady.
Pretty much. Just like, yeah, that was
You're
me
so
this whole
strong.
Week. I was just like, I had the AC on and my heating pad on and, like, up, like, 3 pounds of pillows on top, like, just, like, trying to push down
right,
on
pressure.
It to try to... Bodies, man.
Right? Mm. Mine's gotten better.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, all I need is a cat now on my, just use him as a heating pad.
That's a good idea.
And he purrs too.
Ooh.
So, like, they purr at the frequency that, like, you know.
Heals. That's
so
nice.
So I just, like, have my cat heal my uterus from the outside.
What's your cat's name?
Goose.
That's very cute.
Yeah, he's very special needs.
Why is he special? What kind of special needs does he have?
He has something that's called cerebral hypoplasia. So
okay.
His cerebellum is underdeveloped or disconnected or something, and it doesn't work very well. So he has, like, really poor motor skills.
Oh.
And he falls over a lot. Aww. And then he has, like, this weird, like, he has no upper lip and, like, a little bump on his head. And, like, his eyeballs are, like, triangles instead of, like, there's just, like, everything's wrong with him. Once he went missing for, like, a day and I found him across the alley and he was all bloody and I thought he'd been hit by a car. So I, like, rushed him to the vet and they kept, like, coming out and being like, well, his teeth are worn down, so we think that he was... And it's like, oh, no, that's just, like, how he is. And then they're like, but his, like, pupils aren't reacting, so we think we have... And like, no, that's just what he's like.
Like, it turns out yeah. he just got into some meat.
He did. He just walked... He literally walked across the street and then just stayed there all night and then, like, was a mess. So I paid $800 like, to find out.
It's not his blood. Your cat has killed and yeah. will kill again.
He's got a taste for it.
He's got a taste for human blood.
That would be great. I wouldn't put it as... He has some anger issues as well, so...
I'd be pretty pissed, too, if my eyes were triangles.
It's hard.
I'm like a jack-o'-lantern.
He's so cute.
I love him already.
Goose _ potato on Instagram, if you want to check him out. He's a real treat. I wouldn't be, like... If I didn't talk about Goose on this, then I was just like, why did I even bother?
You'd be remiss.
Coming? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta love pets.
Yeah.
You
gotta. Happy birthday to the rats!
Thank you! Oh my god, thank you. My rats are two now.
Oh my god.
It was their birthday yesterday, and since we got a new couch, I used to have a sectional, and the sectional piece was, like, reserved for them forever. I had towels on it, they would run around, they would hide... Blah, blah, blah. So, new couch, not allowed on it. I'm not letting them on there. They're not going to eat it. They're not going to poop and pee on it. Yeah. Gross. So, I built them a very elaborate playpen. I can show it to you. I have a photo. I took two big Rubbermaid totes because they were on super sale, and I, like, connected them with a dryer tube.
Oh, good work.
There's little shelves and, like, little hidey holes, and you know what? I put those little bitches in there. They immediately went to the dirty cardboard box that I was using to prop up something else and ate their way into it and didn't come out.
They're like, this is amazing.
They're like, thank you so much. This is what I wanted forever. Right? Like, they immediately went to the thing that was already dirty, that they had already played with, and they had nothing for, like, I managed to get one of them to actually use the tube to get around, and it was, like,
you had
the greatest
to, like, lead her.
You're like, I did. She's a little fat fuck, and I love her so much. She's actually a normal-sized rat, and the other one's a runt, so yeah. I'm bullying this one rat, but she doesn't speak English, so it's okay.
She can't say
She's
no.
also sort of my secret favorite, because I love her so much, and so they had a really good time.
Anymore.
Nope. Now they know.
Your rats do listen to this podcast.
True. And then I just sat with them on my pooing, and this is something that they haven't really done before, because normally they would just run off on the couch, right? Is that they've just started to sit and cuddle.
Oh, that's good.
So, like, Minerva fell asleep on me last night, which she has done once when she was a baby, and it's never happened before. And I was just, like, petting her, and she would, like, snuggle and, like, push her face down into my elbow.
Rat.
So it was great. We had a really nice little birthday party for them and gave them lots of treats, and so they're happy and healthy, and hopefully I get at least one more birthday out of them. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I like it. I have a rat, too, and she's hyper, and I need to get her a friend.
Yeah. Girls need the... Well, I mean, everybody needs the friends, but girls are not as snuggly as boys.
They're not. No, actually, I had a girl, and she was super snuggly, but then she died, so she was probably snuggly because there was something wrong with her.
Old. They get
cuddlier. Yeah, so I need to get her a buddy because I feel like a bad lady. Yeah.
How old is she?
1.5.
Oh, yeah. They should have buds for sure.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if my friends got any more.
Yeah, give me a lady rat.
Yeah,
ladies. I usually, like, for a while there, I was just getting handed rats. Like, the downtown east side. It was like...
Oh, yeah. I have had people, like, contact me to do rescue and stuff like that. And I'm, like, hesitant to do it just because they're always in poorer health.
But yeah, and they're hard to adopt out. I have a friend who has a rat who's just... He was rescued from a hoarding situation in the downtown east side. And he is... Like, has half a tail and half a face. Like, he's just, like, he's a mess. And he hates other rats and he hates people. And she's like, this is, I'm just holding this guy in a cage until he, like...
Dies.
Yeah. And it's an awful feeling, but it's, like, at least he has a place to, you know, he's cozy. He gets fed. He gets to look at stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's got his own little kingdom at least.
Yeah, he's got something going on.
Aw. It is what it is, man. Yeah, no, my little girls are... They're well socialized. They're great pets. I love them so much.
Yeah,
that's all. I could talk about them forever.
Mini puppies.
They are like tiny puppies.
They are.
That's true.
Shall we take an actual little health break here?
Yeah.
We're back.
Let's get some real good
ASMR there.
Ah.
Oh, that's relaxing. I like that.
No, it's not. Sorry, I just needed a nice coffee because I was real.
Gross.
It wouldn't be a Sea Hags podcast without something clinking ice into the microphone. Ah! Don't stop it! Stop it.
I will not. It's my fantasy job. It's just be a noisemaker all day.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Make louds.
Yeah.
No, I would be quiet all day if I could. I would just like to never be paid talk. To read.
Right?
But then if you were paid to read, like, wouldn't that wreck your enjoyment of reading?
Oh, yes. I just want to be paid for no reason and just get to do whatever I want.
And then you would just read, but you're not
going to pay to read. Give me my universal basic income, but also make it so much money.
Right? Yeah.
So much money. Yeah. Oh, Chris, I finally listened to the Ron Funches episode of Stop Podcasting Yourself, and I was like, oh, wow, they really did get into the tarot cards right off the top. Yeah. I was like, damn it!
That's our thing.
I'm sure that's a lot of other, like, actual tarot podcasts thing, but I was like, come on! Mm-hmm. How come three boys can talk about this stuff and it's cute and it's just annoying and witchy if we do
like,
it?
We're just witches. Being witches is cool. It's fine.
But I really, I liked it because, like, it definitely took the, I like seeing men do things that are kind of feminine. Mm-hmm. Like, that's nice to me because Ron Funches was talking about how he's a comic. He's a really cute, really rad guy who was originally from Portland and has that, like, softness to him, but then he got real sexy and lost a bunch of weight and, like, is now really in love with money, but he still is like, yeah, we do vision board parties on New Year's Eve at my house with my boys. And
that
they,
is adorable.
So he does it with his 15-year-old son, and all of his, like, male friends get together and they're like, what do you want from the world? So that's kind of, like, what we're trying to do with the podcast also, is just, like, trying to figure out, like, what's your fantasy? Like, what's way out there, but, like, what's also achievable?
And then can you work your way back to, like...
Who's the verbal vision board?
Yeah, it's, like, a verbal vision board. I think that's what we're kind of trying to do, but also just be, like, wicked out there.
Yeah.
And wild.
Right.
I had a fantasy thing, because we've been talking about the Cowichan Valley a little bit, and how there's, like, property out there for sale, and a bunch of friends are trying to, like, look for land, and it's actually quite close to Salt Spring, and it's actually still quite close to Victoria, and, like...
There's a
potential. It seems like that area is starting to build up more, so I'm kind of like, I kind of want to get in there.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, uh-oh, I might actually be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And so I floated the idea to my partner of just, like, what if we bought a house over there, rented it to someone so we could still keep this good situation that we have in Vancouver, but we've got an escape hatch. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got an escape pod for it. And he was like, oh, my God, I never thought of that idea. He just thought of, like, oh, we'd have to immediately move to a small town. I'm like, no, you could probably rent it out to somebody for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then in, like, 5 years when we're ready to move over there, like, then we could. And he's just like, oh, my God, let's pursue this aggressively. So I think
that's cool. Yeah.
I think it we might do time. That.
I think this is, like, the universal fantasy for, like,
everyone's Vancouver. Trying to escape to the island.
Yeah, and people our age and, like, Vancouver, like, the island or the coast or something. I have this 5-year plan that I've been, like, bumping ahead every year for, like, 5 years.
So. That's the thing about fantasy. It's, like, sometimes realizing it if you can is, like, so scary that you just can't do
right.
it yet.
Right. Well, like, and I, you know, talk about, like, you know, my white privilege or whatever, but, like, I would be homeless after one, if I missed one paycheck.
Yeah.
And, like, I really want to go back to school, but my grades from my prerequisites suck because I worked and went to school, so now I can't get into school.
Ugh.
Even though, like, 19-year-olds who could get straight A's because they lived with their parents can get into school. So it's just like,
that's
like going
shit,
to
man.
School is like,
bring that up with
a fantasy. It's actually a fantasy to get into school right now, just because it's hard when you're older as well. Like, I can't go back to 5 roommates and eating ramen noodles every night.
Yeah,
so
you want to still live a life.
yeah. So I'm probably using that as an excuse somewhat, but it's also like, you know, I have been applying for years and haven't gotten in. Mm-hmm. It's like, my fantasy is to be a grown-up. Like, be a grown-up that, like, you know, can have a little bit of savings and maybe move to a small town one day. That's it.
Yeah. We just need to all band together and overthrow all of the country.
All of
here
the
in Canada. And just be like, give us good stuff. We want it.
Right?
And then we have to tie Justin Trudeau up like a pig.
He's at Calgary Stampede right now. Oh, someone can totally do that.
It's happening.
Just rope him on up
it's
there.
It's happening.
Poke him in the butt. Although we don't really want Alberta to be the one to get him, because then they'll be like, make us have the pipeline, please.
Yeah.
We want it. And then we'll be like, no. That's my understanding of politics.
Right. Whoever hog ties you first, they get what they want.
Yeah. Oh. That's how you win. Yeehaw.
Right?
Speaking of sexual awakening, I was just thinking back to a time when my friend and I were just playing, playing in my house in Gibson's, and he definitely, like, hog tied me and left me in my bedroom for, like, 20 minutes. And you're I was like, huh, I really like this.
You're like, this is nice.
That's pretty good.
And it's like, when you're like 14 rolling around and like hog tying each other, like it seems very innocent play fighting.
But oh, it's not innocent.
It's certainly
that innocent.
Yeah. And maybe also the awakening was when the Backstreet Boys asked, am I sexual? And they said, yeah. And I'm like, maybe I am too.
Oh, am I? You're like, thank you for
anyway,
asking.
Not to bring that back to what we're talking about, but hog tying, that makes me blush a lot all the way up to the ears.
You've been blushy all day today. You're so...
zesty.
You're so
zesty, and you're wearing that sexy little dress.
Yeah, them titties are pretty much out.
Right?
You can't hear it, but she's wiggling. Best quality, her wiggles.
Is that the sound effect of your, your boobies?
Totally. Oh, man. But yeah, I was going to ask, I had one kind of dumb fantasy question about, like, if you could tame one animal that, like, not hindered by, like, propriety or laws or, like, the fact that they probably shouldn't be domesticated,
What would it be?
Yeah.
I mean, I still, like, I've seen other people have this pet, but I would love to have a capybara because I love rodents, obviously.
They're
that
so cute.
It's big as a dog, and they're so chill, and you're friends. They're good. But, oh, honestly, though, like, come on. Couldn't you see me, like, living in a yurt on top of a Mongolian mountain having, like, raptors as my pets? Like,
oh,
just,
amazing
like,
birds.
A golden eagle lighting on my what do you call it? The gauntlet?
Mm-hmm.
That would be so cool. That I just think, like, having a bunch of very, not exotic birds, necessarily, but predator birds. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And I also kind of want, like, pets that aren't necessarily domesticated, but they are domesticated to me.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yes.
I have that Snow White fantasy where it's like,
I like this.
I just want to go in the forest and sing, and then all my animals come and we
and
roll.
They put your clothes on you.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, and they dress me.
And they sew things for you somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just want little, animal servants. But I think for a pet, a lynx.
Because
it's like the fluffiest cat ever.
Those beans. You could just like take them and push them on your face. Like thunk, thunk, thunk.
And I met a lynx at a wildlife preserve, but he did the slow blink to me. Yeah. So basically, he's in love with me.
Yeah. And that means the cat feels very safe with you when they go.
Yeah, it's their affection. It's like their,
that's
I
how they
love
hug.
You. Yeah.
Aww.
Like the slow blink. So if you ever like see a cat and you do a slow blink, then you might get one back, and it's very rewarding. But I got that from a lynx, y'all.
Y'all.
So, kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Let Tessa listen to this episode, because she's going to be like, see? Michelle wants one. I can get a tiger now.
Yes, big cat.
I would like a tiger.
Yeah.
I just, like, I still have my Calvin and Hobbes, like, fantasy where I could just curl up on its tummy in front of a fireplace.
Totally. And it would purr so loud.
Yeah.
So loud. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You'd never be sick again.
Never. All of my, I'd be vibing.
Right?
I'd be straight vibing.
I like that idea of just, like, you know, there's something, like, innate in you that you've got this good energy that animals can tell that you're good, and so they just come up to you, and I think that that's real. I don't know. I think that they can at least tell that you're not a threat. Like, I was sitting down and like in the grass near the duck pond, and, like, the mama duck and all the baby ducks, like, kind of came over, and then they were just like, oh, she's cool, and like they all came up and surrounded me and like ate on the grass, and I'm just like, I'm a good person because animals tell me so.
And you can't get that kind of
falling
validation
out of your pocket.
I find a duck's was that
the duck's opinion of me is greatly influenced based whether on whether or not I have bread.
Yes.
But you shouldn't feed ducks bread.
No,
you should
not.
Feed them halved grapes and lettuces and things.
Yeah, but it's true. It's like you can't get that validation from any like
maybe,
animals
maybe
liking
babies,
you
but yeah it,
is like the
babies are still
deal.
Socialized by parents and stuff like
yeah.
that. So animals are
humans.
The...
Here's where I think I'm at with things is that I am much more inclined to pursue the affection of something that does not have the same mental capacity that I do. Whether that's a baby, like that's why I like subverbal children much better than I like kids who are like 3 to 12 or whatever. Like I like teens okay, and I like babies just fine. But
9 to 11-year-old girls are the best though when they're in their spooky phase.
Okay, yeah, with their spooky phase, yes, but when they're in their horrible murderous bitch phase, is not the best.
Sure.
But yeah, that's why I'm like, when animals like me, when babies like me, I'm just like, it's so easy to give you love don't have a personality of your own.
And I don't have to think of anything to say.
I mean, they have a personality of their own, but they don't have like, what's the word? Sentience. They don't know that they're their own person. They don't have theory of mind or anything. They can't project anything on me or expect anything of me, really. So that's why I love giving my love to things like that, is because it's so uncomplicated.
And you can be your real self.
Yes.
You can be your true self.
But having to do that with other people who can, like, see you and understand you, that's true vulnerability, and I hate that.
Yeah, I'm not good at that either. I'm not good at that.
That's why I like animals.
If I didn't have cats, I would probably go out way more. But I really love
lounging
around in bed with a lounging with my cats.
Your shots.
I went, I was gone for not even a week and I missed my cat so much.
I hear that.
Oh.
No, I truly hear that. I left for 5 days to go to Portland and I had someone else look after my rats because my wife was away and I was like, I hope they're okay.
Yeah.
The whole time. And being away from them for 2.5 weeks is going to be really hard for me.
It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard.
I'm allergic to most animals.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Also, if you leave the house, you just, like, someone has to feed your roommate for 2 weeks or whatever to make sure he doesn't die.
All my roommates are quite self-sufficient.
That's true. They are adult men.
Yeah. It's, I really do want a kitty cat. And, like, one of those, like, the ones that your brother has, the Devon Rex. Where they're kind of hypoallergenic. Mm-hmm. And I haven't actually pet them recently to see if I'm allergic to them still, but they're so cute.
They're really dead
and
cute.
And fuzzy and, like, chirpy.
Yeah.
And, like, it would be so nice to come home
like
and just have
a little, like, perm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're wavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just, and they look like they shouldn't be as soft as they are, because they look like their hair is all coarse, but they're so soft. Like, those, like, extremely plush robes
like
or stuffed animals that you can
get. And you can, like, adapt to one cat if it lives with you, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of allergic to cats. And I just have some shitty days.
Like, I think I'm allergic to cats, but I don't value my own well-being,
like,
so it's fine.
Sleep on my face.
So. I have to take an allergy pill every day.
Oh, really?
Because of the air.
Right.
So it's like, I may as well fucking get a cat.
Right?
You're going to hurt regardless.
Yeah. And they're just so sweet, and it would be so nice to, like, sit on the couch and have a kitty just come up and, like, purr
on me. And they're funny. Mm-hmm. They do funny
things. My brother
did
get a third cat that isn't a Rex, though. That is, I believe, a Maine Coon.
Oh, I love Maine Coons the most.
They're huge. Has a Facebook page, Chris, that is not allowed. Other Chris, sorry, my brother Chris.
Yeah.
Different spelling.
No, like, cats need Instagrams, not Facebook pages.
Exactly, please.
They don't talk. They just look cute.
Please create an Instagram for Patrick. That's the name of the cat.
Oh, Patrick. My God.
Isn't just like a grown-up name.
It is, but Patrick. They're real. They're like the human of cats.
When I saw a picture of him, he was first born, I was like, is that cat a Maine Coon? They're like, I don't know, maybe like an eighth or something. I was like, no, that cat is a fucking Maine Coon. It's like at least half, because it's got the ear tufts.
Oh, I bet he's beautiful.
And it's got the bushy tail, and I'm like, that cat is going to be fucking 15, 16 pounds easily. Yeah. It's going to be huge. Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, they have one of their little Rexes is like 4 pounds, and the other one's like 11 pounds.
Also, these little teeny tinies and this big, and also like and weighs chonk. 16 pounds plus this much fur all around.
Yeah.
I want to see this cat.
It's going to be great. Let's just, like, drink Benadryl and go over. Just be like, yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, like, then the other thing is, like, oh, maybe I'd have, like, a farm if I moved out to Cowichan Valley, and that would be other kinds of pets. Like, but I've had that, and it was kind of annoying.
It's
like,
a lot of work.
Having chickens was really great.
Yeah.
They were pretty low maintenance.
Yeah.
But then we also had, like, there was a donkey for a time. That was not a good choice.
I would need, like, a full, like, tons of people around to help take care of them,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
because it's a full-time job. Yeah. And I would love to have that many animals, but I also know I'm, like, lazy as fuck, so it probably wouldn't be good.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of, like, farm animals don't really take care of themselves that great.
No.
Unfortunately.
No.
But it's, like, yeah, I don't know. It would be very nice to just, like, have animals around all
Who
the
doesn't
time,
want a goat?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want a goat in a sweater?
You put it in a sweater.
Right?
And, like, you could, you know, unleash them just as long as you cover up your vegetable gardens, okay?
Yeah. And make sure that no, like, bears can eat them.
Yeah. But then they can just roam free.
Yeah.
More or less.
Make sure no bears can eat them.
Yeah.
Don't
you want goats, right?
Get eaten by bears.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want a practical goat. Like, can I even have a goat that's a dairy goat, I wonder, but probably not. Probably just goats, just
a rat. I just want a friend. I just want friends.
I want chickens for purpose. Like, I want, because I mean, you're vegan, right?
Yeah.
I eat eggs, though. Mm-hmm. I love them. So I'd love to have house chickens for their eggs, because that would be like, madame, may I please avail myself of your eggs? And then we'll be like, ah, yeah, okay, here sure. you go.
If I had chickens, I think I'd just feed the eggs to the dogs that I have. Mm-hmm. With that just goes without saying that I have dogs,
glossy,
right?
Glossy dogs.
They'd be the, like, most healthy dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little eggy dogs.
Mm-hmm. Egg dogs.
But, like, yeah, at the same time, I'm also really lazy. And so, like, mm-hmm. this fantasy of, like, oh, I'll have this pastoral life. I'm like, am I going to be super fucking bored and annoyed with all these animals and annoyed with this garden that I have to take care
if
of?
If I had no other job and just had to take care of a space, I think I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah. I wouldn't need antidepressants.
As long as somebody else, like, had all. The money, like Tessa or yeah, something, yeah. and was, like, paying for things and didn't make me feel guilty about taking money. Not that she does, I just do.
So there's some work that needs to be done.
So much work that needs to be done. Like, asking her to reimburse me for things after I've purchased them for both of us, I feel like throwing up. Which is, my wife is the nicest person on the planet. Nicer than me by a wide margin. So I'm just like, why am I such a weenus?
Yeah. It's scary.
But I would I genuinely love chores. I am, like, I like to lay about, but I also love to be busy doing stuff. Like, I don't do that shit, because mm-hmm. I don't want to burn myself to death. Mm-hmm. But I like cleaning, I like cooking, I like making sure everything's good, I like to make sure everybody's fed, that kind of stuff. So that's my shit, man. I love that. I'd love to be the matriarch of a big commune. That would be my ideal job. I keep saying cult leader or, like, pastor or something like that, all these things that I'd be super good at.
I think matriarch is a nice way to put it.
I like matriarch.
Yeah, it's much better than cult leader, but let's make no mistake, that's what I am. Join or die.
Does there have to be a threat of death involved?
With your pentagram, pizza pentagram.
Isn't this a great shirt? I love this shirt.
Nice. Well, you guys... I'm going to miss podcasting for a couple weeks.
I'm going to come back real full of beans, though.
Who am I going to talk to about all my, like, all my weird thoughts?
Me, still.
I'm just going to be here by yourself.
Yeah. Me still on GChat, like always? Yes. Our friendship will remain, even if the podcast is off for a few weeks.
Yeah. But then we'll come back with a vengeance.
Yes.
That's maybe not
necessary. We're going to die hard with a vengeance.
And then yeah, just have some dirtbag summer... plans? Do you have any fun plans for, like, the rest of your summer in terms of...
No.
Hardcore dirtbagging?
Yeah.
No. Last summer I was off work and I just camped all summer and it was amazing.
Nice.
And, yeah, just trying to get into lakes as much as possible.
Nice.
You'll put your body in some water.
I need to put my body in water.
Have you gone to Sayers this year?
No, I don't even know where that is.
It's in Mission. It's a really nice little camp spot.
Oh, okay.
But not, like, during the absolute height of... summer, probably. Right, I went in May once, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how much, because I have weekends off, and camping on weekends is bunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, might have to wait till the season's done to get out there.
Yeah. I want to do more camping. Ed,
I want to do any camping.
Ed is driving up to Kamloops to retrieve a canoe from his family, so we're going to have a canoe, which is very exciting.
Can do.
Yeah. So, we're going to take a canoe out to, there's a place called Kalkua Lake, which is near Hope.
I've heard of it.
And it's got kokanee in it, which are, like, landlocked Chinook salmon. And so they're, like, partially trout, partially salmon, and then you can fish them from a canoe.
Yes. Sout.
Yes. And so that's our big next plan, and then we're going to do a camping on Gabriola a little bit.
Oh, that's wonderful. Gabriola is my favorite.
And we're going to go a couple days early to go stay with past guest Noel in Nanaimo, and we're going to go scope out property in the county.
Oh, nice. Oh, make it happen. Make it happen.
Yeah, we'll see. I want to do that thing. Do you have any, I guess Montreal is your main summer thing, and then
that's,
when you come
that's
back.
That's all I'm doing for the next, like, while I'm gone. Mm-hmm. But my summer plans, I'm still trying to kind of, like, focus on myself a little bit, which it feels like a weird thing to say while I'm, like, about to go into super caregiver mode, but also I'll go crazy if I don't. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've been a little bit more selfish lately, so I'm gonna keep trying to do, like, just, like, make sure I get myself out of the house and do the stuff I want to do and not worry about how that makes people feel.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. And you got lots of help and lots of love and support from friends, turns out.
Hell yeah.
Turns out.
I do.
Great. Okay. Well, we'll see you guys next month on the Sea Hag Podcast. Oh, boy.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Hercules.
Hercules. Hercules. Oh, honey, I think you mean Hunkules. Hercules. Different Hercules.
Yeah. What was that one from? That's from Eddie Murphy?
The Nutty Professor.
Yes. Which, like, is never dated as a pop culture reference ever. It's just, like, classic.
It's classic. Everybody still watches it. It's like the Princess Bride of the 90s.